A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Yud Zayin, Megillah 17b, page 34. About a quarter of the way down on the page, in the beginning of a line, D'Tanya, a very exciting Gemara, explaining the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, which started off as 18 blessings, which later one got added, so if you count them today, you'll find 19, but it's called Shemona Esrei, the structure of 18 blessings. The Gemara tells us, Tanya, we learned, Shimon apikuli hister Shemona Esrei brachos lefnei Rabban Gamliel ala seder biyavne. Shimon apikuli organized Shemona Esrei in front of Rabban Gamliel at Yavne, which was the place of the Sanhedrin after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Omer Rabbi Yechanan v'amri la b'masnisa tana. We also have a different statement regarding Shemona Esrei, that Me'a v'esrim zikenim uvehem kama neviyim, that the 120 Anshei Knesses HaGdola, including a number of neviyim, that puts the time frame on this statement in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, hundreds of years before Shimon HaPikuli, Tiknu Shemona Esrei Brachos Al HaSeder, they are the ones who organized the Shemona Esrei. The Gemara on the next Daf, Daf Yud Ches, is going to ask the obvious question, if the Anshei Knesses HaGedola are the ones who made Shemona Esrei, what exactly did Shimon HaPikuli do? And the Gemara on tomorrow's daf, about seven lines into the wide, says, Shakchum v'chazer v'sodrum. It was forgotten, and Shimon HaPikuli had to reconstruct it. And there are two major approaches as to what this means. The obvious problem is that if the Anshei Knesses HaGedola in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash structured Shemona Esrei and people were doing it every day, it's kind of hard to be shakchum, to forget it. If all of Klal Yisrael is davening Shemona Esrei in a certain order for hundreds of years, they didn't suddenly forget it. What exactly does that mean? So one possibility is that the Anshei Knesses HaGedola structured it, but did not necessarily mandate that everybody follow it. They were still allowing people to daven according to the original rule, the way they wanted to daven. And everybody had different traditions and different nuances, etc. The other approach is shakchum, not that they forgot how to do Shemona Esrei, but they forgot why it was organized in this way. And there's a lot of depth to the order and to the words, to the wording, and there's a lot there. And Shimon HaPikuli reinstated the logic behind Shemona Esrei. But however we learn, we are being told that it was considered a major accomplishment to organize Shemona Esrei in this particular way. The Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanon, Minayin Sha'omrim Avos, that you start off Shemona Esrei with a bracha that includes a focus on the Avos, on the forefathers of the Jewish people. Shenemar, the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei are based on Tehillim Chaf Tes, Tehillim 29. It says over there, Havu Lashem b'nei Elim, the children of the great ones should give to Hashem, should give praise, should give respect, should be able to formulate a prayer of tribute to Hashem. That's the children of the Elim, the children of the great ones. And therefore, the first bracha identifies Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Uminayin she'omrim gevuros, how do you know the second bracha, the one of strength, which we discussed in the Gemara Tainis, refers to rain. Shenemar havu l'Hashem kavod va'oz. Hashem's strength is seen in the Techiyas HaMesim, the eventual Techiyas HaMesim, and the Techiyas HaMesim, the resurrection that occurs when you bring water into the equation and bring something to life. Uminayin she'omrim kedushos. How do we know that the third bracha is going to be about kedusha, holiness? And that's also a pasuk taken from Tehillim Chavtes, Bahadras Kodesh, in Kedusha. And we see that the first three brachas are a unit, and they're all based on Tehillim Chavtes, Avos, Gevuros, and Kedusha. The Gemara continues that the next sequence of brachas, 4, 5, and 6, which is knowledge, wisdom, and then tshuva, and then selicha, forgiveness, are all based on psukim, that's the order that should be given, that should be done. The first one, knowledge, because you got to start with knowledge in order to differentiate between good and bad. And then, ulevavo yavin vishav. Then a person can understand and appreciate, and he could do teshuvah. And after he does teshuvah, so then, v'yashav al Hashem v'irachameyu ve'el elokeinu ki'ar b'lisloach, then you could have slicha, forgiveness, following the teshuvah. And that's the second set of brachas in Shmona Esrei, 4, 5, and 6. Wisdom, then teshuvah, then forgiveness. Let's skip down to three lines above the medium wide. And why did they legislate that we should say redemption in the seventh bracha? And over here we have a sequence of brachas, 7, 8, and 9, which are not so much focused on the sequence, but rather on the number bracha which they are showing up in Shmona Esrei. In other words, that the order here is going to be Geula, redemption, Refuah, healing, and then Birchas Hashanim, prosperity. It's not that that is necessarily the order, that's not the primary presentation of our Gemara, it's that Geula matches with the number 7, Refuah matches with the number 8, and Birchas Hashanim matches with the number 9. In what way does Geula match with the number 7? Amar Rava mitoch she'asidim ligo b'shavias, because the Jewish people will be redeemed. It's associated with the 7th year with Shemitah. And Rashi points out, even though that Geula is the Geula of Mashiach, and the Geula we're talking about in the 7th bracha is not the Geula of Mashiach, it's the daily Geula, sheyigalenu min atzaros haba'os aleinu tamid, that Hashem should redeem us, rescue us from the problems that we have on a regular basis. It's the daily redemption. Nevertheless, it's associated with the number 7. The Gemara continues on the second wide line, umara ulama refua bashaminis, why is refua healing in the 8th bracha? Amar Rabbi Acha mitoch shenitna mila bashminis shetzricha refua, because there's a classic example of healing that's required regarding mila, circumcision, and that's on the 8th day. So it's associated with number 8. There's a famous story, I believe it said on Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, that he was in a community and they were waiting and delaying to do a bris. He asked why, and they were told that the father is on his deathbed in the next room, and they're waiting for him to die so that they could give the child, who will at that point be an orphan, they can give him his father's name. They want to be able to name the child after the father. And the Rav, I believe it was said on Rav Shlomo Kluger, said that on the contrary, do the bris now, and the healing that is brought for the child may very well help for the father as well. And it did. And he saved the father's life, essentially, by bringing this zechus and Eliyahu and the Malach Raphael, and whatever energies are brought for a child who has done the mitzvah of Mila, benefited the father. And that's this expression in the Gemara as well, that the number 8 is associated with refuah, with healing. The Gemara continues, Umaro, Lama Brichas Hashanah Bat Shias, why is prosperity in the 9th bracha? And the Gemara answers, because David HaMelech in Tehillim talked in the 9th chapter regarding Mafkiei Sha'orim, people who raise the prices on food and make it virtually inaccessible to the average person to buy, and wipe people's savings out by raising the prices on food. And therefore, prosperity is associated with the capital that David authored regarding such a concern. The next sequence of Shmona Esrei follows logic. Umaro lama kibbutz galios la'acha brechas hashanim. Why does tekabe shofar, the ingathering of the exile, come next? Because we're told that that will be associated, there'll be prosperity, and then there will be kibbutz galios, an ingathering of the exiles. Once there is the ingathering, it'll be time for Hashem to judge the world. And kalu haposhim, those who wantonly sin will be destroyed. And misromemes keren tzadikim, righteous people will be raised. Veheichon, and where will they be raised? Birushalayim, in Yerushalayim. And that's why the next one is Yerushalayim. Vekeven shenivnes Yerushalayim ba David, once Yerushalayim is built, the representative of David, meaning Mashiach, will come. The inference seems to be that Yerushalayim gets built first and then Mashiach comes. On to tomorrow's daf, Kevan Sheba David on the second line, once David comes, meaning Mashiach, the representative of David from the Davidic dynasty, so then Basa Tefila, prayer, true prayer, comes. In my house of prayer, that refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash is built, Bas Avoda, service, comes. Then you can do Karbanos. And associated with Karbanos is the Todah, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Pasuk in Parsha Shemini tells us that Aaron brought the Karbanos and then Vayivarchem, he blessed the people, and therefore Berchas Kohanim follows the Bracha of Hoda'ah. And following that, as the Gemara explains, Ma'ra'u Lomar Sim Shalom Acha Berchas Kohanim, why does Sim Shalom come after that? It's because Hashem promises, V'samu Eshemi'al B'nei Yisrael, you the Kohanim will place my name on the Jewish people, Va'ani avorchem, and then I will issue a blessing. And what is the blessing that Hashem issues? Bracha da HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. The blessing that Hashem gives is peace. And that's the last bracha of Shmona Esrei, Shenemar Hashem Yivorech Es Amo Vashalom. Hashem blesses his nation with peace. Thank you. Have a great day.